Hello, Madison, North Florida. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus. You know, our theme song, and that I hope you're becoming familiar with, starts off with a bang, and it's just to wake us up and get us ready to be alert and attentive to receive the Word of God. Well, in this hustle, bustle, holiday season, we pray that you can take time to turn aside from all of the pressures sometimes that come with this season to really get in to the true spirit of Christmas. And to do that, we need to get in to the Word of God and find out just exactly what the significance and present-day relevance of this baby that was born over 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. Amen. You may think you know all about the Christmas story, but you just stay tuned. You might just discover some things that we need to understand more clearly that would help us to get a handle on what we have as Christians when we have Jesus as our Savior. The length that God has went to save you and to save me. And if you're not a Christian today, you need to hear this. You need to know how much God loves you. And you need to see it this season. When you see a manger scene, you need to understand what this baby means. And don't just get a sentimental feeling when you see that manger scene, but get a spiritual revelation and realization of how crucial it is that we accept what He has done for us by coming into this world and going to the cross in our behalf. Well, I'm excited about this time of year. I celebrate Christmas because I'm a Christian, and above all the celebrants of Christmas, Christians should out-celebrate them all. Praise God, because we know the real reason for the season. In just a few moments, we're going to be talking again about the mystery and the majesty of Christmas. You don't want to miss this broadcast today if you can help it. We would invite you to come to our website if you can. There are many, many sermons there. We have been in ministry here at the Holy Church of God in Tampa, Florida for 37 years next month. And there are just a plethora, if I can use that term, of sermons down through that span the years, praise God. And I don't know all that's on there. We leave that to our media minister, but he picks the ones that he feels would be the most relevant. I believe the Spirit of God leads him, because we're having people come and download sermons with from podcast and from our site to listen and to download from literally all over the world. And we're not a big ministry, we're not a television ministry, but we're a Christ-centered ministry. And I believe that's why God has led people to come to our website and download sermons, because they're Christ-centered, based on the Scripture. Praise God. And we preach the gospel that was preached over 2,000 years ago. It saved and delivered then. Friend, it'll save and deliver now. So if you just type in the Holy Church of God, or just really the letters THCOG is the easy way to do it, and it will take you to our homepage in Tampa, Florida, and we would be so happy if you'd come and visit us. There are absolutely no strings attached, except that we believe the Lord will speak to you through His Word. And we'll give you that warning first. If you get the Word of God into your head, it's liable to drop right into your heart. And that's where God wants it to go. So please come and visit us if you can. We welcome you to come. And to all of you in Madison, where it's so cold, has been so cold at least, we don't feel it quite as bad in Tampa, but we pray you get your cup of hot chocolate, hot tea, hot coffee, and let's get into God's Word today. Amen. we're going to be teaching on the subject, the mystery and the majesty of Christmas. And our base scripture here today is 1 Timothy 3 and verse 16. We're going to talk first about the mystery. Listen to what the Bible says about the coming of Christ and His work in our behalf in this verse of Scripture. It says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh." I'm going to read that again. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Amen. I will read it from the Amplified. It may open this scripture up just a bit. It says, "And great and important and weighty, we confess, is the hidden truth, the mystic secret of godliness. He, God, was made visible in human flesh, justified and vindicated in the Holy Spirit, was seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, and taken up into glory." This is specifically talking about Jesus, God manifest in the flesh. Friend, that's why they called His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God, literally, very God with us. This is a mystery, that God, who is a spirit, would take on flesh, the second person of the Godhead that makes up the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ came to earth, took on flesh, and they called Him Jesus, Yeshua, because He came with the purpose of saving us. A Savior is what that means, a deliverer. Jesus is the New Testament derivative of the Old Testament Joshua. You can hear it in the pronunciation, Yeshua, Yeshua. That means a Savior, a deliverer. But in order to deliver us, He had to take our place on the cross and take our punishment. And in order to take our punishment, He had to take on flesh so that that flesh could be punished. And God, in His compassion, in His compulsion to help fallen man who could not save himself, came to this earth in the form of a little bitty baby boy. What a birth this was, a virgin birth, and what a miracle child this was, God incarnate. And it is a crucial truth to the fundamental, foundational structure of the gospel itself. You remove this truth from the gospel, it is no longer the gospel of Jesus Christ. So what mystery, what grace, what mercy, what love, that the very God of all creation would leave the splendor of heaven and come down to this fallen world to become one of us, yet without sin, to become one with us, and to make us one with Him, to go to the cross and lay down His life, and to give us life eternal. I love John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and then verse 14. Listen, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him," speaking of Christ, "there was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Verse 14 says, "And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." That is what happened over 2,000 years ago in the little city of bread, Bethlehem. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Praise God. The Word that was with God and was God became flesh and dwelt among us. This one line is the entire Christmas message. The entire message of the birth of Christ, the Word, God's fullness, the second person of the Trinity sent by God as a message, the message of love and goodness and God's real presence in the world, sent to dwell in flesh, sent to be human, sent to live among us and speak our language so that we might receive Him and understand what God wants us to hear and to know what previously was absolutely hidden. This is the mystery, and great is the mystery of godliness. But look at Matthew 1, verse 20 and verse 23. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, speaking of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. A virgin conceiving, a child of the Holy Ghost, a supernatural conception, God becoming incarnate in flesh, Son of Man and Son of God and God the Son, without controversy. The Christ of Christmas is full of mystery, but it's crucial to our faith this day, and especially in this day when the Bible said there would be many false teachers and false Christs, to hold steadfast to the fact that Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh, or God incarnate. Now, this is Christmas, and we could just dwell with some of the less than core issues of what this revelation means, of who this baby was and who Jesus was. Amen. But we need to get to some of these core issues because they're vital to the authentic faith. And I believe the faith is under attack today, not just because manger scenes are outlawed in many town squares, but because that many ministers and ministries and denominations are leaving the core, fundamental, foundational stones of the faith. And I believe we need to get back to the faith that was once delivered to the saints. This baby was very God. This man that hung on the cross was fully man and fully God. The scripture said in the New Testament, to wit, God was in Jesus Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Listen to this warning in 1 John 4, verses 1 through 6. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. By the way, when you try the spirit, it's based on the truth of the doctrine rather than the personality of the preacher. I'm going to say that again. It's a matter of the truth and doctrine that is being brought forth rather than the personality of the speaker. So there's a lot of very personable personalities out there today, but every true spirit of God has to bring forth the authentic gospel. Listen to this. Verse 2 says, hereby ye know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Oh, what a loaded verse of scripture that is. Jesus Christ coming in the flesh means that God has come to indwell flesh. Not just that a baby, like any other baby, was born in Bethlehem. It means that there was a virgin conceived. Amen. And that she brought forth was very God and very man. Listen to verse 3. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. But ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world heareth them. We're of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Friend, confessing that Jesus has come in the flesh means that the Messiah is very God and very man. Many people believe that a good man was born in the Middle East, a great teacher, a prophet, a priest, but a virgin birth, an immaculate conception, God manifest in the flesh, God with us? No way. Those who hold this view do not know the Christ of the Bible. But he that is in us, that is the Holy Spirit, which the Scripture called the Spirit of Truth, is greater than he, the devil, the deceiver that is in the world, the spirit of lies. Amen. We understand the mystery of Christmas because we believe that Jesus is God with us, Emmanuel, God incarnate. Listen to Romans 16, verse 25 and 26. It says, now unto him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known unto all nations for the obedience of the truth. You see, friend, God had a salvation plan in place at the creation of the earth. I call it a safety net, like the trapeze artists use when they're practicing. They have a safety net in the event that their routine that they try to get absolutely perfect and intend to do it perfectly. But there's always the possibility that imperfect people can make a mistake. And if they do, they're going to fall. And there's a safety net so that that fall does not keep them from climbing up and practicing their perfect moves again. Thank God for a safety net called Jesus Christ. Thank God for a safety net called grace. I have fallen into that safety net, and it has never broken through. Grace will not let us fall through if we keep our trust in Jesus Christ and be destroyed. God had a plan of salvation if man should fall, and man did fall, but God had a plan to redeem him. And that plan was to come to this earth and take on flesh as a baby in Bethlehem, grow to 30 years of age and minister for 3 years, and then fulfill his destiny by hanging on a cross in our place. Oh, what mystery, but also what majesty there is in this wonderful Christmas story and Christmas season. Praise the Lord for Jesus. Amen. He is the reason for the season. Amen. Once again in John 1:14, I want to read, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God's holy character, his perfect goodness, no darkness at all, perfect truth, perfect light, perfect love. that holy nature that is attended by the Shekinah glory in the Old Covenant was seen in the man, Jesus Christ, in whom all the fullness of the Godhead literally dwelled bodily. Colossians 2:8-9 tells us, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men and after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." You know what Jesus said? They said, the disciples said unto him, "Show us the Father. Show us the Father, and it will suffice us." And Jesus said, "When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. For I and my Father are one." Praise the Lord. I want to read that John 1:14 once again from the Amplified. Listen very carefully. "And the Word Christ became flesh, human, and incarnate, and tabernacled, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us, and we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty. Such glory as the only begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. This then becomes both the mystery and the majesty of Christmas." Literally, the Bible said, "Whom having not seen, ye love with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Praise God. I want you to know the significance of this baby boy born in Bethlehem is beyond anything that we could possibly fully appreciate. But I want you to know that that baby that was born in Bethlehem was sent here to die. They didn't just go, and he wasn't a victim of Pilate's judgment. He wasn't a victim of the high priest's consternation and angst. He wasn't a victim of Rome's politics. Amen. He was a lamb sent by God. You know, when John saw him as a grown man coming to be baptized of John in the River Jordan, John looked, and the revelation of God gripped his heart. What mystery! What a mystery man this was. But John saw the mystery and solved the mystery. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God that has come to take away the sins of the world." Praise the Lord. He saw this man as a man whose destiny was to go to the cross, to die on that cross as a lamb was slain in the temple, and as an offering, as a sin offering. This man himself was going to become a sin offering for you and a sin offering for me. There's a verse of Scripture in the Old Testament. Actually, there's a chapter in the Old Testament that Bible scholars call the Gospel in the Old Covenant, because it's about a man being crucified, and through that death and through that sacrifice, and through the shed blood on a cruel cross, a man would be a redeemer, and God would forgive us for his sake. And it's Isaiah chapter 53. Amen. And particularly verse 5. "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." The next verse says that all we, like sheep, have gone astray, but God has laid on him the iniquity of us all. No, Jesus was not victimized by Pilate, who authorized his crucifixion. He was not victimized by the high priest who demanded his death. He was not victimized by the politics of the Roman Empire that said, if anyone claims to be a king, let's kill them. No. Jesus became a willing victim of our sinfulness. He willingly took our flesh. God laid on him the iniquity of us all. Could anyone have died on that cross in our place? Any man, woman here on this planet? No, because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. It took a sinless one to shed sinless blood in order to be an acceptable sacrifice. And Jesus never sinned. He was tempted in all points as we are, but He never sinned because He was God incarnate. What a mystery that God would come to this earth and take our place on the cross. The second person of the Godhead, God the Son, who said, "My Father and I are one. We work as one in one purpose." That's why He said, "Not my will," speaking of the flesh, "but thy will be done." Amen. And thank God it was done. And it all began in a little town called Bethlehem with a little, probably 16-year-old girl, a virgin that had become pregnant and brought forth a baby boy in a manger. Ah, friend of mine, but that was the beginning of the unraveling of Satan's plan to destroy man because through the fall. Thank God, God's plan came into fruition, manifestation on Christmas Day over 2,000 years ago. You say, "Brother, it may not even been December 25th. Forget all that. It happened. The event happened. Amen. It might have been July the 4th. I don't know, but I know it happened. We can't pinpoint the month, but we can pinpoint the event. Praise God, it happened. And the cross happened. And the resurrection happened. And I don't know about you, but salvation has happened to me. Praise God. Amen. And we just want to invite you this Christmas to dig your heels in. Amen. And keep the faith. Praise the Lord Jesus. Jesus is Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the Messiah. He is the Anointed One. He did accomplish His mission to die on the cross in our place. And God has granted great grace today. You may say, "Pastor, you keep talking about coming to Jesus, and I've heard you say it before, but you don't know me. You don't know what I've done." Honey, it's because of what we all did that Jesus went to the cross. And if you will accept Him as your Savior, God will wipe away your sins. They will be washed away in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you will experience something that you've never experienced before, and that's the joy of sins forgiven. A new day will dawn in your life. The past will be gone forever, and you can look forward to God's plan for your life. Amen. And every day will be part of the unveiling of God's great plan of salvation and everything else in your life. It's not too late to come to Jesus. It's not too late to have your sins forgiven. And I pray right now, right where you are this Christmas season, that you'll receive the greatest gift that could ever be given by the greatest giver of gifts, and that's God Himself. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Please, today, open your heart, repent of your sin, receive this gift today. And if you're a Christian, stand up for Jesus this Christmas and see what is yours in Him. Whether you have a big Christmas materially or a very meager Christmas materially, take hold of what is eternal and spiritual. You are rich today. Celebrate what is yours forever, age without end. Praise God. Well, we can't wait to get back next week and celebrate Jesus Christ and this great faith some more. But until then, don't miss next week's broadcast, will you? Will you come back and let's talk about Jesus? We love you today. God bless you and Merry Christmas.